verse 12 of chapter 2, and then go over here to 17, because I think this is something that I need to remember. Yes, ma'am. Remember that we were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Yes. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe, that these are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He wrought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is a name, not only in this age but also in the ones to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him a head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
Ah, yes, amen. Thank you.
I just thought that was wild in your thing, because we were not included in that at one time, and now, thank the name of Jesus, we are.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Want that open?
You want one? Oh, well, I was going to if it was open, but I'm not going to worry about opening it. I just wanted to point out, you see what's written up here, right? Not all of you come to my class, the end time class. Is this statement true or not?
Nope.
No, this is not true.
I was waiting, but I had
this
to say
is
it.
Not true. I was going to write a big not under here. I don't want anybody to think that I've got this up here because it's true.
This is a deception.
This is. Thank you, brother. This is up here because it is not true. Not true.
Okay. Well, that thing is, that's what I suspected.
Is it dry?
Well, dry as a bone.
Well, it's new. How's that even possible?
I suspect they're probably all that way.
Is that warehouse too long, yeah.
Or the cargo container to bring it over here. We don't make them.
Yeah.
That's no good either. It's all
wrong. But anyway, just imagine a great big not, exclamation, exclamation, not true. Okay, this is an untrue statement.
I want to know why.
If so, we'd already been in the millennial reign.
Yeah, we'd have been in the millennial reign a long time ago. Matter of fact, we'd have been out of the millennial reign. We'd already be in eternity by 1,000 years already, almost. So anyhow, but I just don't want to. I don't want anybody that doesn't come to my class to be confused by that. It's not up there because it's true.
At that statement this morning, I said, now he needs to really clarify that.
Yeah.
People come to the class, know what you're saying.
That's right. But if you don't, if people just see that.
Yeah.
Have you heard about how they're treating Israel now? They're even wiping them out of the history books. No, even in America, they're calling them Palestine now. They're not saying Israel anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, let's.
Quotation marks should help a little bit.
Well, yeah, that does, it is a clue. That is a clue. But yeah, it is a quotation from somebody on TBN that you see all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But the statement is absolutely false. And, but anyhow, let's get back over here into Breakfast Club here. Let's see. And we're in the book of Acts. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Where are we here? This is the Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is not the hog pen.
No, not the hog pen.
There is peace in the house.
Yes.
Joy in the house.
Yes.
Salvation in the house.
Yes.
Prosperity in the house.
Yes.
Healing in the house.
Amen.
Everything you need is in the house.
Amen.
Everything you want is in the house.
Amen.
If it's not in the house, you don't need it.
Amen.
If it's not in the house, you don't want it. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, this day for your goodness to us. We thank you for this assembly. Gathered here this morning, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll open our spiritual eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of your word this morning in Jesus' name. Give us the spirit of wisdom.
Jesus.
And not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word of faith and authority of the believer that we might be able to operate the ministries that you've given us in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's go to the book of Acts. We're in chapter 2. We're gradually working our way out of chapter 2. But there's still a lot of good stuff in here. Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost. Probably one of the most anointed, if not the most anointed message in the New Testament. This is a benchmark, a landmark message right here. And we really need to pay close attention to what Peter says here. There's a lot in what he says. And I want to start with verse 32 here. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Which was what? What were they seeing and hearing? What were they seeing and hearing?
Works of Jesus.
A manifestation of the Holy Ghost in tongues and prophecy. Yes, they were seeing the manifestations of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
For the first time, they were seeing tongues, and of course they were prophesying because they were speaking in a language that people could understand. So that's
everybody's language.
That's right. So that's prophecy. So. So Peter says, this has happened because Jesus has been exalted and has sat down at the right hand of the Father. In other words, he's saying, we know that that has happened because of what you see and hear. In other words, what you see and hear is going on because Jesus has sat down at the right hand of the Father, and as he promised, he has sent the Holy Ghost. In John chapter 16, Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Comforter.
That's Amen. Right, the Comforter. So what Jesus is saying here, it is impossible for the Comforter and me to be here at the same time.
Amen.
The Comforter does not come until I am gone, until I'm seated at the right hand of the Father. When I have accomplished what I went there to do, the Comforter will come unto you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So when the Comforter came, Peter said, now we know that Jesus has accomplished what he went to do. He has made his sacrifice and his offering in the holy place in heaven, and his sacrifice has been accepted of the Father, and he is seated at the Father's right hand.
Amen.
And therefore, you see and hear what you see because the Comforter has come, and Jesus ain't coming back until the second coming. Until the Comforter goes.
And it was something that was manifest that they could
That's right.
see.
That's true. That's
and
right.
We,
absolutely.
And we, a group of people are going to emerge in something the world is going to see. They're going to be able to see something.
Well, they can see it. They can see it and hear it, unless we don't do it. Unless we don't do it. Unless we don't manifest it. And that is a problem, trying to get God's church to manifest this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. How many of all the so-called church, how many Pentecostals are there really? I mean, are we're really a minority, aren't we? We're a minority of the so-called church of the Christians. And even of evangelicals, where, you know, there are a lot of evangelicals that don't speak in tongues and don't believe in it.
Don't even believe in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Don't believe in it. That's right. Now let's bring this down even a little closer. There are a lot of Pentecostal churches that don't really practice this.
Right.
That don't let the Holy Ghost operate in their services.
Amen.
And so there are Pentecostal churches all over this country that you can go and sit in the congregation Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and never hear tongues spoken one time.
Never see anything.
Never see a manifestation of the Holy Ghost one time.
Sit there and go to sleep.
You know, these things ought not be.
Amen.
Now, as Mary pointed out, when the Holy Ghost manifests, it's something that can be seen and heard. And they were seeing and hearing things. And we ought to be able, you know, especially if you go to a Pentecostal church, you ought to see and hear. You ought to see and hear things. Amen. And you know, it is not like you're going to a, you know, I could mention a whole bunch of churches, but I guess I won't do it. But you know, when you go to a Pentecostal church, you expect to see some manifestation. And we ought to see some manifestation. We ought to have tongues. We ought to have interpretations. We should have them. I mean, you know, it's worrisome. It's concerning that we don't have more manifestations than we do. And it's something that we, you know, our pastor talks about this and, you know, on a regular basis, but we need to take it to heart that this is serious. This is serious business. That our Pentecostal experience ought not to be placed under a bushel, you know, and hidden. This is something that ought to be put set on a hill, you know, where everybody can see who we are.
Amen.
And what we are. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. All right, glory to God. All right. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made him that made that same Jesus whom ye crucified. Was he talking to the Romans here?
No.
Was he talking to Romans?
No.
Talking to Hebrews.
No, he was talking to Jews. He said, you crucified Jesus.
What?
Now, you know, nowadays everybody wants to say, oh, the Romans did it. The Romans did it.
Even
no, the Romans didn't. The Romans, that's right. The Romans didn't do it. The Romans were nothing but pawns in this whole business, used of the chief priests and Pharisees for their nefarious purposes. They didn't know what they were doing.
They even threatened an uprising if you didn't do it.
So, yeah, that's that. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, they didn't, in effect, in a sense. That's right. So anyhow, he said, Peter lays it at the feet of the Jews. He says, you did it. And various times, so did Stephen. So did Stephen. And that's what got Stephen killed. Now, you know, that's not a popular message. If you go to Israel, if you go to Jerusalem and you start preaching this, you're not going to get a happy reception. I can guarantee you that. If you go over there and start telling them, you killed Jesus, you know, that's not going to go over real big.
And all of
any more than it ever did.
Was required by them, by that generation that Jesus
was. That's right.
Because
he
was the generation
that
they killed.
That is correct.
All the way from Abel
That's correct. That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Plus the last 7 years.
Wow.
That's
and
right.
You stop meditating on that for a minute. That's really freaking
It's
out.
Huge. That's big, Nick. It's really big. All right, let's move on down here a little bit here. Let's see here. When they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. That's us, Nick.
That's everybody.
Amen, that's us. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need.
One mind.
Yeah, and they all put their money together into one kitty, apparently. We've seen this done a few times. A couple of guys come to mind: Jim Jones, David Koresh, this kind of thing. We've seen this a few times. This, as far as we know, this is not the recommended way of doing things, okay? Just because, you know, it's in the scripture doesn't necessarily mean it's the recommended way of operating.
Right.
There's a lot of things wrong with doing this, and they got into trouble by doing this. Ananias and Sapphira were killed, for one thing. They dropped dead. And then we find out a little bit later in the book of Acts that the church in Jerusalem had become poor and destitute and needed to be bailed out by the churches from around the realm. So Paul was taking up an offering in Corinthians. He was taking up an offering from the Corinthians and various other churches to go and bail out the poor saints of Jerusalem.
Because they ran out of money. That nobody was able to offer anything because they didn't have
a
land of possessions no more.
That's just, you know, I understand, you know, that they were zealous. They had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. You know, and bless their hearts.
They probably took what the rich young ruler, you know, what Jesus told them, instead of really understanding what he was telling them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That is it. That is exactly right. And there they needed knowledge and they needed wisdom, and time would bring those things. And you know, they may have done that. The 12 may have done that with Jesus, because apparently they had one kitty, and it was Judas was the treasurer, apparently. It says he had the bag. So he had the bag of everybody's money, apparently. So they may have done that with Jesus, you know, and when Jesus was walking here on earth. And that may have been where they got the idea. But now that's not the way we operate now. And it's not required of any kind of thing that we do that. Yes, Mary.
You know, in the third chapter, I'll read about the third chapter, babe. You don't have to turn there. You know.
Yeah.
The disciples didn't have. I mean, their life. They wouldn't focus on money. They thought.
No, they weren't.
Like they told this man, "Hey, seven go, how we know? Broke." We got the name of Jesus, you know. They were just so excited about the Holy Spirit.
That's interesting because it just said that they sold all their money and they put it into one kitty, and then Peter says, "I don't have any money." What? I never thought about that before, but Peter and John says, "We ain't got any money." Well, what happened to all the money that they just put in the kitty?
Yeah.
Where'd all that money go? Peter says, "I ain't got any money." John says, "I ain't got no money." Where'd all the money go? I don't know. Do you know?
They just get so excited about it. Have you ever heard anybody just about that? I even had a family member that got so excited about being saved, they just gave away everything. I know.
Oh, yeah.
They're just excited.
Absolutely.
And then after they come down a couple of years later, they say, "Well, you know, I really could have kept that."
I know.
Emotion.
They were just happy about being saved. They didn't care about material things. Material things meant nothing to them. They would, but
no, that's all right. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm going to turn this over to.